Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Jonathan Schanzer, the Senior Vice President of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. He briefs 3 or 4 or 5 times a week, whatever is necessary, in the morning, and I recommend it because it is a walk through the crisis in the Middle East, not just here or there. And we're going to do what we can this morning to attend to the big story in Jerusalem. It's not war fighting. It's not Sinwar, it's not pursuit of Hezbollah, it's the cabinet. And new names to me need to be understood, and the politics of the Knesset, which is always an add and subtract game, is before us again. Jonathan, a very good day to you. His name is Gideon Saar, member of the Knesset. He wears horn-rimmed glasses, he has gray hair whitening. He looks to be in his 50s, and he leads a party called New Hope. There are 4 of them. However, he's in the headlines right now this way. If he joins, Saar could get veto over judicial overhaul, choice of IDF chief. And joining would mean that he would replace the defense minister Gallant of Likud, a man who has strong opinions and has been speaking about, for example, the diplomatic solution to Lebanon, the time is running out. Very, very aggressive. Please help me understand this cabinet backstabbing. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I think the first thing to note here is that, of course, Israel has been at war with itself long before the war erupted on October 7th. There has been really deep disagreement about certain political issues, namely judicial reform or judicial overhaul. That was going on for nearly a year before the October 7th attack. Gideon Saar is a former member of the Likud party, the ruling party, Benjamin Netanyahu's party. He broke away and created this new party called New Hope, not related at all to Star Wars Episode 4. And he is, I think, widely considered to be something of kind of a pragmatist. And interestingly, he would likely oppose the judicial overhaul that Netanyahu's other coalition partners have been angling for. That is, I think, the trade-off from Netanyahu by bringing him in, but he would get a few other things by swapping him out with the current defense minister, Yoav Gallant. First of all, Gallant and Netanyahu have been at odds from almost the beginning. Their rapport is said to be not terrific. There is, I think, wide agreement between Gallant and Netanyahu that they would replace the current chief of staff of the Israeli military, a guy by the name of Herzi Halevi. There is currently the director general of the Ministry of Defense. His name is Eyal Zamir. He is likely to be the one who would be tapped, and I think both men would agree. So what we're looking at potentially here is a wide shakeup as it relates to the personnel involved in the decision-making of this war, while forcing Netanyahu's coalition to compromise on one key issue, which is the judicial one. And that may even begin to placate some of the Israeli left who've been very alarmed over this judicial overhaul that's been on the table now for roughly 2 years.
The cabinet switching, little politics to understand, Jonathan. You need a majority in the Knesset. I believe that 61 votes is a majority, I'm remembering. And 4 votes doesn't seem much, given Likud is the dominant party. Last time I remember being told it was in the 30s. Do these 4 votes that Mr. Saar brings, do they in some way enhance Netanyahu's authority?
No, I mean, I think the margin will still be small. And there is still the possibility that at some point, you know, Netanyahu will see defections from within his own ranks. It's actually possible that you could see defection as a result of Saar joining the government because of his opposition to the judicial reform. You know, it's always difficult to predict Israeli politics. It's three-dimensional chess. I don't envy Israeli voters when they go to the polls because it's not either or the way that we have here. You just vote for Democrat or Republican or perhaps, you know, every once in a while an independent. There's a dozen parties. And by voting for one, you're essentially giving them power to forge a coalition or not. You have no idea how they are going to act once those numbers have been tallied. So very difficult to know exactly how this would play out. I think you're right to be asking, and I think we all are, what will this mean for the stability of the Israeli government if, in fact, this swap takes place?
The choice of defense minister in this country, that translates into a member of the cabinet, and the president is very much in charge of foreign policy, military decisions, the commander-in-chief. Does that connect to the way Israel regards the minister of defense, or is he an independent agent?
He's a quasi-independent agent. What happens in Israel, it's actually quite interesting. There is no commander-in-chief. The prime minister has to work with a defense cabinet, a small group of people that work by committee to make these major decisions. So it's the IDF chief of staff, it's the minister of defense, it's the heads of security, the Mossad and the Shin Bet. These are the ways in which major defense policies are crafted. It is quite a bit messier, but there are checks and balances. And I think to some extent, we could even say that it's an improvement on our system where, you know, decisions are truly centralized with one man. But it also in the Israeli system obviously creates friction when they start to disagree. And this has been the situation between Netanyahu and his current defense minister, Yoav Gallant. This has been the situation with Netanyahu and his current chief of staff, Herzi Halevi. So what we could be seeing is a greater alignment about war aims, which could begin to shake out in ways that could benefit Israel. But the question is, you know, whose strategy is it that Israel is now going to adopt? Is it Netanyahu's? Is he consolidating power by bringing in yes men? Or are these people truly the ones that can help guide him to victory? Again, lots of questions here, you know, a lot of unknowns. And I would say it's an interesting moment, but potentially a consequential and stressful one as well.
Staying behind the lines, we have an odd story that gets stranger. This has to do with a bomb discovered that was meant to be an IED in some fashion to murder a former Israeli defense official, not named, senior. At the same time, this headline from the Times of Israel, hundreds of Hezbollah fighters said hit by exploding pagers in apparent coordinated attack. Dozens of Hezbollah members said seriously injured in Beirut as devices explode in an alleged Israeli op. Clipped, this is a video clip at Times of Israel, show a moment Hezbollah communication devices exploded in Beirut. This is said to be a response, according to the headline, to the discovery by Shin Bet thwarted the life of an ex-senior defense official. Right now, Jonathan, I have two dots. I don't connect them. One is the discovery of this bomb before it was used to murder someone in Israel. And the other is in Beirut, pagers are exploding on the belts of young Hezbollah members all over the sidewalk on a sunny afternoon. Does this make sense to you?
Well, it does and it doesn't. I mean, you know, this is an ongoing battle, John, and it is tit for tat. It is back and forth. These are, you know, two powers, one obviously non-state, the other one state, that have been slugging it out for more than 11 months. You got to remember, Hezbollah has been waging war against Israel since October 8th. They started firing on Israel one day after the 10/7 attacks, and they have not stopped. It's been roughly 7,000 different attacks. The Israelis have killed something like 400 senior Hamas leaders. They have taken out significant elements of the Hezbollah arsenal. We are all aware of the fact that Israel took out hundreds of rockets that were set to be fired at Israel a few weeks ago. They were all connected to a timer. The Israelis were able to do that within 15 minutes of the launch. Also taking out rocket launchers and thousands of other rockets, as we understand it. But Hezbollah was trying to respond to the assassination of one of their senior people named Fuad Shukr, which the Israelis took out in the heart of Dahia in the Beirut stronghold of Hezbollah roughly a month ago. This is an ongoing 12-round just slugfest. And so what we're seeing now is, you know, Hezbollah almost takes out a former senior official. The Israelis respond with a significant, wide-reaching attack that shows that they've penetrated the technology of Hezbollah. That is likely Unit 8200, their technology division. But this, I think, begins to show there are all of these things that Israel has been developing as a means to respond to wage this war against Hezbollah while Hezbollah continues to push Israel on the defensive. The Israelis have vacated the top several kilometers of their country. 150,000 people have been displaced. So we're now seeing Israel pulling out the stops and really trying to fight back against Hezbollah. But I don't see the tide shifting so far. It just looks, again, like a 12-round slugfest.
We've been behind the scenes. When we come back, we're going to the front lines, south and north and now east. Jonathan Schanzer, Senior Vice President, Foundation for Defensive Democracies. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.